buy and drop some Ben Franklins here for Tigers for Tatas bands, but also buy five or buy a two or three bands or whatever. Whatever you can afford, whatever you want to give, we'd be happy to take it, and we're very grateful.
Our folks at Priority One Security are like, Benjamins?
Yes.
Really?
What did we sign up for? Because they're matching every single dollar that our listeners donate, which is amazing.
That is amazing. That's unbelievable. We appreciate the generosity of so many people that help this Tigers for Tatas campaign pick up steam every single year. We're getting into the latter stages of October, and we know that that just makes people more and more generous.
Right.
So come on by. We've got Tigers for Tatas bands out here. $5 a pop, and all the money, all the proceeds there go to the Dabble and Kathleen Sweeney All-In Foundation.
And Georgia Tech will be the breast cancer awareness game, which always excited for that. I'm pretty sure Clemson Volleyball has their Dig Pink match this Sunday.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. Yeah,
put that on the schedule. Just a lot of good breast cancer awareness stuff going on.
This hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at Green Law Firm. If you are dealing with some issues with the IRS, and it is a 1,000-pound albatross weighing you down, you got to get that thing off your back, man. You can't just continue to wander through life carrying that weight, carrying that burden. If they put liens on your property, if they've garnished your wages, if you've got an audit coming up, it's a personal matter. If you haven't filed in several years, you filed, you haven't paid, these are issues that need to be dealt with on a case-by-case basis, not by a 1-800 national company. Go to a local lawyer like David Green, 20 years in the business, Clemson grad. He's based in Greenville. He deals with people like you every single day. He's not going to put your information on a sheet, put it in a file folder, put it in a file cabinet. He's going to treat you like a person. He understands the Fresh Start program. He understands the ever-changing tax laws. He can use the system for your ultimate benefit. Trust the folks that have been dealing with the IRS for more than 20 years on the behalf of people just like you in the upstate. Get peace of mind, results you're entitled to, so you can get your life back with the IRS. Call them today for a free strategy session at Green Law. That's 271-7940, 271-7940. Stop by their office at 11 McKee Street in Greenville. Or check them out on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's greenelaw.legal. More from the college football perspective here in hour number two. We've got Brian Edwards coming at 2:05. The ACC we're pretty well covered.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go SEC for a moment and talk a little bit about we talked Georgia and South Carolina. Georgia's 4-0. And I want to make sure I contextualize properly what I have to say about Georgia. I just feel like if I was a Georgia fan, I would be concerned at the lack of balance required to win some of these games, at the fact that you've either got Fromm or Jacob Eason, at the fact that you have basically beaten one team of consequence in the first seven and three of your four toughest games are coming up in the final five. And then Alabama's also looming on the other side. I just feel like there would be concerns before you start running off at the mouth. That's all I'm saying.
I think we're very aware of your concerns with Georgia. I share most of those. I still think that with the schedule they have, they've done everything they can. So you got to give them some credit for that.
You give them credit for what they've done so far. You don't,
right?
You can give somebody credit for what they've done so far without assuming they're going to do that thing throughout the rest of the schedule.
Are they going to win the East?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the best team in the East. I'm a little concerned about this Florida game because I don't think, coming up next week, because I don't think they're just going to line up and smash Florida. I think the first one to 20 wins that game.
When you look at the conference record of these teams in the East so far, I think Georgia can very well lose a conference game and still win the East.
Oh, I think they probably could lose two.
Kentucky's 2-1 in the conference. The SEC East standings, Georgia at 4-0, Kentucky 2-1, South Carolina and Florida are both at 3-2, and then Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Missouri are all winless in league. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think Georgia can definitely lose one game and still win the East, even if they lose to, let's say, Florida or whatever. They can still find a way.
If Georgia loses twice, I don't think they can, because one of those is going to be the
tiebreaker situation.
Yeah, I don't. If Florida beats Georgia somehow, I don't think Florida's going to lose at Missouri or at South Carolina. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know they're going to get both of those.
Georgia has not won the East since 2012. It's been a while. I think I would be shocked if Georgia does not win the East. If you look at the West, I want to ask you this, Kwok. Tell me, this is a little trivia for you.
What's going on in the West?
I know. There are four SEC teams that have defeated a current AP-ranked team.
Four out of the 14.
Yes.
That's all.
And those are the only four ranked wins in the league.
Okay.
But give me, each team has one of those wins. Okay. There's two in the East, two in the West. Give me those teams. We just talked about Georgia. Georgia's one of them.
Georgia's one. South Carolina's one.
Yeah.
NC State. And then two in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. LSU.
LSU.
Auburn. And, oh, boy. Who
Don't
else
overthink.
Would it have been? Alabama?
Alabama.
Who did Alabama beat this ranked?
Let's see. It wasn't A&M currently ranked?
Is A&M ranked right now at 5-2? They ranked in the poll? Is that real?
Oh, maybe not. Then who did Alabama beat?
I don't know.
That obviously know Florida State, beat. But they're not ranked.
A&M might be ranked, honestly. They might be ranked. I'm going to have to look this up. Now you've got me intrigued.
Well, now I'm intrigued because I'm wondering
A&M?
Where they're getting these stats.
A&M is oh, my gosh.
They are ranked,
A&M's
right?
They're ranked in the coaches.
Oh, in the coaches.
Bowl.
Okay.
AP, they're...
That's fair.
AP, they're 27th. They're second in the receiving votes category.
What? Alabama beat a ranked team? What? What?
No, of course
Shocking.
Not. Of course not. They only play games of their favor by 30 or more.
Oh, man.
A&M, though, is probably the surprise of the league, right? Because they have
I guess.
I mean, they won at Florida with the quarterback who completed eight passes. Eight passes.
That Florida A&M game, I think every red-blooded football fan needs to just erase that game from their mind because it was just terrible football, absolutely terrible football.
Can we play win game with Sumlin, who was a dead man walking coming into the year and has somehow gotten to 5-2? This is the part of the year where they basically roll over and die.
Isn't part of this, too, they're 5-2, but also they did not get embarrassed by Bama. Like, that is almost a win in the SEC.
And they should have beaten UCLA. They were up 44-10. The UCLA gave up the last 35 points. Of that game, they were so much better than they. And see, here's the thing with A&M that's a little bit surprising. They have only been outplayed in one game. They don't have a game to offset that loss at UCLA where they were not the better team and won.
Well, Nichols did push them.
Yeah, Nichols pushed them, but I wouldn't say, boy,
still
they really ripped a victory away from Nichols. Nichols was just, you know,
they did actually rip a victory away from Arkansas. That game was really close.
That game was close.
And Arkansas's terrible.
I think that game and the South Carolina game, I still would say A&M was a better team.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, you looked at that game and you're going, you know, the better team kind of won both of those. That's the surprising thing about A&M. They have been the better team in 6 of 7 games so far.
What does that say about their opponents?
My gosh. How were they better at Florida? How were they better about Florida? My
Phillip
goodness.
Hot dogs.
Anyway, did Sanders get this right? Is LSU ranked right now?
Yes.
LSU is ranked. That's the one. Mississippi State over LSU. That's it. That's the other ranked win. That's the fourth one. It wasn't Bama.
They didn't list that one.
Mississippi State, LSU.
Is LSU ranked really 24th. Ranked right
yeah.
now?
Yeah, they're ranked 24th. Yeah, you're going to fire Coach O after the first quarter against Auburn. Three quarters later, they're ranked in the top 25.
ESPN has it wrong in terms of what they've detailed. But yes, you're right. You're right. But that's just more just you're literally beating each other. And then you move into 24th, and then you lose and all this nonsense. Anyway, win game with A&M.
Texas A&M is 5-2. Mm-hmm. They play Mississippi State this week in a revenge game for A&M at home.
Oh, I think they win that at home in Kyle Field. They win that.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's a 50.3 to 49.7 in FPI. Slightest of edges to Texas A&M. Auburn at home.
I don't think they
Auburn just blew a 20-point lead.
Oh, man. I don't think they beat Auburn. I don't think they beat Auburn.
They're not better than Auburn. They're a less capable version of everything Auburn does.
Yeah.
With a quarterback that sometimes
they
can't. Yeah.
They both have good stables of running backs, but.
New Mexico.
Win.
They'll beat New Mexico. Although, Bob Davey in that option, I mean, they get all the ball for 35 minutes. For real. That is a cover the spread. That is a buy the points, take the points, plus the points when they play New Mexico. At Ole Miss, who's terrible,
win.
But somehow winning games.
Gotta be a win.
There's no greater indictment on the SEC than Ole Miss's winning games in the league. And then at LSU to close the year.
A couple weeks ago, I would have said A&M, but now that LSU's kind of resurrected their season, I mean, I think playing at Death Valley, that's probably going to be a night game. I'd say a loss right now.
If you go 8-4, given the injury to your quarterback, a game that you legitimately lost by giving up 5 unanswered touchdowns in the, my God.
But how many more years is A&M going to be okay with Kevin Sumlin going 8-4? When is the straw going to break the back?
I think anybody looking at this with any modicum of logic and reason has to see that this year was a rebuilding year in many respects, and then the quarterback got hurt. Like, you have a quarterback that shouldn't be playing, and you have a ton of young talent around the quarterback. Now, again, next year it might be 8-4 again. At some point, you got to fire him, but I don't think anybody thought they were going 8-4 this year.
Isn't
right?
The bottom line with all this is that when is A&M just going to accept that they're an 8-4 program?
Never.
I mean, isn't that part of it?
Never, because they'll always pay. They brought in more revenue.
They pay too much money to be 8-4.
They'll pay for. They'll think we can buy out someone's outrageous buyout, and we'll be able to pay somebody that's really, really good. Like, they'll make the best coaches in America turn them down.
This is Sumlin's sixth year, right? Yeah. 11-2 with Johnny, 9-4 with Johnny, 8-5, 8-5, 8-5. Currently 5-2. They've lost their last two bowls: the Texas Bowl and the Music City Bowl. I don't know.
Let me ask you this. If they somehow go 4-1 down the stretch and finish 9-3 in regular season.
Yeah, I think that's enough. And then heck, you win your bowl, then you get 10 wins. You win your Texas Bowl or your Belk Bowl or your
job.
You know, Alamo Bowl. 10 wins. 10 wins, someone keeps his job. For sure.
Anybody else in the SEC that's of any interest to you? I find this league boring.
Me too.
I find the conversation boring about, look at Vandy. What the heck happened to Vandy? Remember when Vandy beat Kansas State and Vandy wanted Bama? And have they even scored since then? I feel like they haven't even scored a point since that game. They've been outscored by 126 points in their four conference games. 126 points. That's an average of like 30 points, 31 points a game.
It's not like they play in the West, Vandy. I mean, you know, come on.
Tennessee's averaging less than 10 a game in league.
Mm-hmm.
Vandy's actually averaging some points. They're averaging, 18.25 points a game. They're giving up almost 50 points a game in league.
Are you serious?
Vandy's giving up 199 points in four league games.
You know,
they're giving up 24 more points in the same number of games as Missouri, whose defense should basically be the only thing that Walt Deptula talks about in his sucks out loud bottom 10. It should be every defender on Missouri's defense.
Okay, you know who actually has surprised me in the SEC, and I'm not ready to give up on them in the East? Kentucky.
They're 2-1.
Kentucky is quietly 5-1.
They are.
2-1 in league. They go to Mississippi State this weekend. I mean, that's kind of if they can win that, then they play Tennessee, which we know Kentucky can beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
They get them at home. They play Ole Miss at home. They go to Vandy, and then they got to finish.
Winnable.
They got to finish with Georgia and Louisville. Dare I say that Kentucky at Georgia on November 18th could decide the SEC East.
You know what? I take it back. There is no greater indictment of the SEC. I said that before. There's no greater indictment in the SEC than if you got a team that was down at half to Eastern Kentucky, that had to come back late to beat Southern Miss on the road and beat Eastern Michigan by 4, and his best win in the first half of the year is at South Carolina.
And
they lost by 1 at
10
home.
10 players on the field.
Twice
to defend Florida.
If that team plays a meaningful division title game in mid-November, like if they go to Athens for the division title, like, you may as well pack it up, SEC. Go and join the Southern Conference. You may as well pack it up. If Kentucky's playing meaningful games and Texas A&M's playing meaningful games in November, then you may as well just go ahead and pack it up. Short break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12 storylines, things that have surprised us. Brian Edwards coming up in hour 3 as well. More to come. Out of Bounds Live for Bennett Equipment and Supply in Westminster coming up next.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your Daily Tiger Update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders Online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Congratulations to defensive lineman Christian Wilkins on being named one of 20 quarterfinalists for the 2017 Lott Impact Trophy. The award is presented by the Pacific Club Impact Foundation. 20 players overall that represent the best college defensive players in the nation and make the biggest impact on their team, both on and off the field, are up for the award. IMPACT is an acronym for integrity, maturity, performance, academics, community, and tenacity. Wilkins was an All-American, of course, last year, helping Clemson to the national championship. So far, he has helped Clemson to a number 7 AP poll ranking this as of this week and a 6-1 overall record. Now, named after College and Pro Football Hall of Famer Ronnie Lott, the Lott IMPACT Trophy was founded in 2004 and is the first and only college football award to equally recognize athletic performance and the personal character attributes of the player. Of the 20 semifinalists, there are 9 linebackers on the list, 6 defensive linemen, and 5 defensive backs. Congratulations to Christian, and of course they'll whittle this on down as the season goes along. And our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
If only closing on a new home was as easy as buying a cup of coffee. But it's not. It's complicated. Holiday Law Firm can help take the hassle out of buying a home. With a focus on real estate law, Hayes Holiday and his team strive for you to have the best possible closing experience. Offering a free consultation and working with your bank and realtor, they can help you with your next purchase, refi, or home equity line. No matter your budget, you'll get the same care with Holiday Law Firm. Experience the difference at holidaylawfirm.com. Go Tigers!
Hi guys, this is Leah from Local Q, inviting you to join us all football season to watch your favorite teams. We are ready. With DirecTV's complete sports package and over 28 TVs, you won't miss a college or pro game. Check out our game day specials on snacks and beer buckets. You can get all the details at localq.com. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive or order online at localq.com. Remember, we're 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Steve's Tire and Service in Easley in Yokohama are excited to announce the Autumn Escape Rebate. Purchase a set of 4 Yokohama Geolander HT, Geolander AT, or the popular Geolander MT and receive up to a $70 rebate. This great deal runs October 1st through October 31st. Whether you're going hunting or traveling or to see the Tigers or Gamecocks play, Yokohama and Steve's Tire has the right set of tires for you. Call 859-1361, that's 859-1361, and save on those Yokohama Geolanders today.
It's always a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Drive home today in a 2017 Escape SE with SelectShift. Only $19,999 plus tax and tag, and absolutely no dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Serving you for over 85 years and 4 generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime.
Offer expires October 31st. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
On the quirky side, it's Out of Bounds.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a ball.
Now, back to William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me.
Our final segment, hour number 2, Out of Bounds. William Quagamus, Kelly Gramlich. More on college football in a moment. We are out of Bennett Equipment and Supply, brand spanking new location, 101 Stribling Road in Westminster. Come by and see us. They've got reps from Takeuchi, Linkbelt Excavators, Janie, Skyjack, Steel, JLG. They're all here with all kinds of information. They've got products for you out there. They got products inside here. You can come by and see us. And we've also got some more Tigers for Tatas bracelets, although people are dropping some serious cash for Tigers for Tatas. We're killing it right now.
This is, I've been in a few remotes in this month where we've been selling the bands. This has to be the most bands that we've sold at a remote, and we're almost out. We brought a whole bag of them, and I think we probably have about 20 or so left, maybe a little more. So we still have plenty for you to come and donate and get a band for $5. All the proceeds benefit Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney's All In Foundation. But for real, the people here at Bennett Equipment have showed up and showed out. They get their pocketbooks out, and they donate to a great cause. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah, we certainly do. And a reminder, tomorrow there's going to be opportunities as well. Toyota of Easley. We've got all kinds of like Tiger pregame show opportunities, all that jazz coming up later on in October. So if you can't come out today, never fear. We got bands for you.
And Walt's at Smoking Pig starting
right
at 3. So
3
head over there.
Hey, if you're hiring right now, I don't know. Eddie Bennett's probably not hiring right now. He's probably stocked with staff right now.
I would think so.
You know, any business owner of any consequence anywhere, if you're hiring, then you know what kind of a pain it can be to hire new people. I mean, honestly, what in the world, how can anybody manage a business and try to hire new people? I just don't understand it. And that's why ZipRecruiter is so awesome to me. Because with ZipRecruiter, you post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click, and then you just let them go. They go and find candidates. They match them with your business. You don't have to do that work. You don't have to sift through resumes. You don't have to sift through emails, phone calls, all that stuff. It's such a challenge to do all that. So you don't have to. They take all the burden off of you. In fact, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. That's how efficient and effective they are. They use smart matching technology. They actively notify qualified candidates about your job in the minutes of posting, so you receive only the best possible matches. It's the smartest way to hire at ZipRecruiter. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. You can post on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Absolutely free at ZipRecruiter.com/Qualk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Qualk. One more time. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Qualk. Couple of more leagues that we haven't gotten to. The Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12. We hadn't done any of this, but I want to go to the Health Dare text line. Transform your body in 90 days. I dare you. 986-1566. The real Chad says, Kentucky is the NC State of the ACC. Everything you said about Kentucky can be said about NC State using your logic. Remember, State lost to South Carolina. You think's no good out of that no account Eastern Conference.
Kentucky is NC State? Wait, what?
Yeah. Kentucky is the NC State, of the SEC. That's what they're saying. Sort of an artificially inflated.
Equation.
Well,
like,
I think NC State's a better team, but they're saying sort of an artificially inflated resume at this point.
Okay, I see. So, yeah, Kentucky's resume is artificially
like
inflated.
We're setting the bar too high for those guys, essentially.
That's fair. And, again,
I think it's a fair point to make.
I think you cannot deny that NC State lost to South Carolina. That happened.
Yeah.
And it's just so crazy how South Carolina seems to always beat an ACC team that seems to do well. When you talk about North Carolina, what was that, 2 years ago in Charlotte. So, you can't deny it, and I think ACC football fans hate it. They hate that it happened because it's something that you can't avoid. And I think we did see a texter. What did he say? SEC's 4-1 against the ACC.
4-1 against the ACC. Yeah.
And a lot of that happened in that opening weekend where the ACC did not have a good showing. I mean, for all the SEC hate that we kind of spew on this show and or not on this station, I would say
it's not really. It's more logic. Again, it's the underreaction to the overreaction. Is what it is. It's the to the people that say that the SEC is the seventh division of the NFL or whatever, the ninth division of the NFL.
Yes.
It's pushing that narrative back.
It's more this idea that the SEC is not the it's not as elite as it used to be. Like,
yeah.
That's just the main point, and that's what we always say. I'm confused. Oh, yeah. People are talking to us. I don't know.
That's right. No, it's okay. $5 for the time.
Yes,
for
$5. Top bands. $5.
That's right, $5.
You can just put it on in and grab a band.
Anyway,
but
please continue.
I think our whole point is that the SEC is not what it used to be. It's not the 08, right. 07 SEC. And just because we say the SEC is not great doesn't mean that we are saying that the ACC is elite. Like,
right.
That those two things are not, they do not go hand in hand. Thank you, sir, for your donation. He just bought four bands. But that's the point. They don't go hand in hand. The ACC is not as good as it was last year. But, I mean, if you take the, let's say, if you just take the top four teams listed in each of the in each of these standings, let's say you take the top two from the East, Georgia and Kentucky. I mean, if you're taking the top two from the East,
yeah,
and you take the top two from the West, Alabama, Auburn, and you take the top two from each in the ACC, you take NC State,
you
Clemson,
don't want to do this, Kelly.
And Miami, Virginia.
Miami, Virginia.
It's Virginia. That's Virginia. Fine. Okay, so Virginia and Kentucky. Who wins? Virginia and Kentucky, neutral site.
I think Kentucky beats Virginia. I'm sorry. I
that's
think Kentucky
fine.
Beats Virginia.
Then Miami and Auburn. Who wins neutral site?
Probably Auburn.
All right. NC State, Georgia, who wins neutral site? Or Clemson, Georgia, who wins neutral site?
Probably Clemson would win that.
Well, and then Alabama. So I think it's kind of two It'd and two. Right. That's the point we're making.
Well, here's another one, too. The 4-1 against the ACC.
Virginia. Don't laugh at Virginia.
I'm sorry. Virginia. Like, George, it's not Georgia Tech or Virginia Tech. It's Virginia that's second in the Coastal.
It's just because it's their name. If you looked at their resume, if Georgia Tech had that resume or Virginia Tech had Virginia's resume where you have one kind of bad loss to a Big Ten team, and then you go and beat Boise State on the road, you have two ACC wins, we would respect it a lot more. It's just because
probably
of Virginia.
Well, and then also they beat Duke by 7, which Florida State did, and they
right.
won at North Carolina by 6. Like they,
that kind of sounds like what Florida State's done, beating Wake by 8 and beating Duke by 7.
There's also this idea, though, because Virginia's players are not as good as Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech, but like we can't just forget that one team looks good and one team looks questionable if we're trying to say. Because if Georgia Tech had that resume, you know what we would think? That Georgia Tech's better players are going to play better in the second half of the season.
We would. We would.
That's what we'd say.
And we'd give them much more credit because they're named Georgia Tech. That's the that's the thing. Just like you don't give, we say Kentucky out of the East, and you don't give them credit because they're named Kentucky.
You got to prove it. Also, that 4-1 SEC, I mean, did anybody expect Florida State to beat Alabama? I mean, realistically, nobody expected that.
The worst one of all that is that Tennessee beat Georgia Tech.
Well,
and
Tennessee,
South Carolina beat
South
NC State. That's terrible.
Those are bad.
That's just terrible.
I don't even know. What was the other one? I'm trying to think. Clemson beat Auburn. What was the other
SEC matchup?
I don't know. Did Vandy beat somebody? Wake Forest or somebody? Was that it? Did Wake lose to one of those?
I don't think so.
Anyway,
Wake was undefeated until they played Clemson and
Syracuse LSU. That's what it is. Syracuse LSU.
Oh.
So there are a couple of them, but a couple of those are predictable. I get 3 to 5 games.
Let's hit on another conference before top of the hour. What about the Big 12?
What about the Big 12?
What about the Big 12?
TCU
I think the
looks
Big
12, really good.
The Big 12 has been one of the most surprising, just how it's shaped up so far, with TCU being undefeated and having good wins over Oklahoma State. TCU has wins they can hang their hat on in Oklahoma State and West Virginia, so I think they're proven to a certain extent. And Oklahoma, I mean, I don't really know how surprised one can be because OU does this every year. They lose to someone terrible. But right now in the Big 12 standings, you have TCU 1, OU 2, Iowa State 3, and Texas 4. Those are your Big 12 standings, which is just, that's crazy.
Is crazy.
Oklahoma State's in there also at 2-1, but still.
There are six teams at 2-1 or 3-0, which it looks more, you know, smashed together with the Big 12 than other leagues because there's not divisions. I think most leagues probably look like this right now. I don't know. I mean, I feel like TCU's certainly got staying power because of the way they've defended. They've given up 104 points in 6 games. That is remarkably good considering the caliber of offenses that they played so far.
Right, and that they can run the ball.
Arkansas is not a great offense, but they held them to 7. Oklahoma State, they held them to 31 at home in their building. That's one of the best wins in the country so far, TCU going to Oklahoma State and doing that. They held West Virginia to 24. They held Kansas State to 6.
Mm.
6 points. I mean, goodness gracious, Vandy gave up 7. Vandy's given up 50 to everybody now, but regardless of that, that Big 12, I feel like TCU has staying power. I feel like Oklahoma and Oklahoma State have staying power. I feel like the second tier is Iowa State, Oklahoma State, West Virginia.
You think Oklahoma State's
sorry,
in the second tier?
I would say Texas, West Virginia, Texas Tech.
Okay.
I see Kansas State slipping.
The top
3-3, I just see them slipping.
The top tier is just TCU and the Oklahoma schools.
I think so.
Yeah, it's just those top three. And when I look at TCU's schedule clock, the only potential loss I see for them is at Oklahoma. I really don't think they're going to lose any of these other games. They have some road games left, but they're not going to lose to Kansas, Iowa State, Texas, Texas Tech, or Baylor.
I wouldn't think so. Texas Tech can play. We're going to be jaded by the fact they gave up a zillion points at the end on the road to West Virginia.
Yeah.
They were up in that game by 18 points.
And that game's in Lubbock. So that could be a potential pitfall, especially if they beat OU, and then you maybe have a trap game with Texas Tech the next week for TCU.
The Big 12 was boring last year, I thought. The Big 12 is back.
Oh, yeah.
The Big 12, the craziness and the fun in the Big 12 is back this year, and I love it. Hour two is done. Hour three, we got Brian Edwards. We're going to talk Big Ten. We're going to talk Pac-12 when we return as well, live from Bennett Equipment in Seneca.
Our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Head to Bojangles for 5 hearty meals, just $5 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 16% or less than 6? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 16% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Advertised rates, terms, and promotions are subject to change without notice. Conditions and limitations apply. Visit lightstream.com for important terms and conditions.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A. Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife.